Track 2. What this guide is about. Being scammed can be very distressing, and the impact is often emotional as well as financial. It can happen to any of us. If you've been scammed, you're not alone, and there's support available. This guide explains what you can do to protect yourself from scams and how to spot the warning signs that someone might be trying to scam you. It explains the ways scammers might try to approach you, what you can do if you think you've been scammed, how to avoid being scammed in the future. As far as possible, the information given in this guide is applicable across the UK.
What is a scam? Scams are a way of cheating people out of their money, their crimes. The people behind them are sometimes called fraudsters, swindlers, or con artists. But in this guide, we refer to them as scammers or criminals. You may be approached on your doorstep, by post, over the phone, or online. New digital ways of communicating have led to an increasing number and variety of scams. Any scam, even if you spot it in time, can leave you feeling shaken up and have a real impact on your confidence. But this guide can help you protect yourself by knowing what to look out for and what to do if you suspect a scam. What if someone I know is being scammed? This guide is about protecting yourself against scams, but any tips you hear in this recording also apply to friends and family. If you're worried that someone you know is being scammed, you should look out for warning signs. For example, the person may be getting unusually large amounts of post or spending a lot of money. Or they may seem secretive or defensive about either of these things. It might help to give them some relevant advice from this guide, perhaps even share the guide with them, and encourage them to report the scam to the right organisation. Find support. The charity Think Jessica, contact details on track 5, can help you support someone who doesn't believe they're being scammed. There are more useful organisations also listed on track 5.
The lasting impact of a scam. Often when we talk about scams, we discuss them in financial terms and don't talk about the emotional impact they can have. It's one of those things we just don't really talk about. But they can leave us feeling embarrassed, unsettled, and unsafe, and have a lasting impact on our confidence. They can also leave us feeling unsure about who we can trust. But if you've been scammed, it's important to reach out and talk to people about what's happened. It's nothing to feel embarrassed about. These scams are increasingly sophisticated and are purposefully designed to steal your money by posing as people or organisations you trust. They can catch you on a day you're busy doing something else, or just having one of those days. We've all had them. There's an element of pride and thinking that others might judge you or question your decision-making, especially as you get older. But the truth is, anyone can be scammed, and lots of people are scammed. By talking about it, you might be surprised by how many people you know are worried about scams too, or have been scammed themselves. The best way we can protect ourselves and others from scams is to speak about them. The more we know, the less effective they are, and the less power scammers have, which is why it's important for us to share our experiences. It's perfectly normal to feel worried about scams. If listening to this guide makes you feel nervous about getting scammed, there's lots of support available to make sure you can go about your day-to-day life without feeling too worried. Listen to track 5 for a list of organisations that can provide trusted information and advice. Alan, who's 66, said, "I was scammed last year and it really affected my self-confidence. But I spoke to a friend about it and found out he'd had a similar thing. I feel better knowing it wasn't just me."